Welcome to Macedonian Postcards.
Dobrodojdovte vo Makedonska razglednica.
My name is David Belidis.
Ja sum Dragi Spasovski.
And we're your hosts for this show. It's brought to you by Izvor Music. You can look at our website at izvormusic.com. That's spelled I-Z-V-O-R, music.com. Today's postcard is from southwestern Macedonia.
And the song is Изникнале два бора зелени. Southwestern Macedonia. The first time when I heard the song was in Radio Skopje. A girl from around Ohrid area, Živka Skulovska, tried to record the song. She was rehearsing the song. I never heard the song later on radio program, which means the recording was not successful and it was just, you know, left for the Radio Skopje's archive. But the lyrics of the song are the ones exactly the way she was rehearsing the song, actually. Later on, sometime probably a few years later, I heard the song on the radio, recorded by Zaharinka Milosavljevic, or I should say Zaharinka Vrtanovska Milosavljevic, which is from Prilep, the city of Prilep. That's why at the beginning, when we started the recording, I said from central Prilep, because I had Zaharinka in my mind. But actually, I heard the song from Živka before I heard from Zaharinka. So whether Zaharinka heard the same, you know, version from Živka, or she heard the version from somebody else, Zaharinka had a lot of songs that she brought, you know, from Prilep area, nice, new, never heard songs. So she must have done some kind of her own exploring.
Gathering,
yes. And being herself as she was, always happy, merry person, she recorded a lot of songs for Radio Skopje. I like both. Actually, you know, the interpretation, the melody, and the lyrics are almost the same. And when you hear this song, very often people connect it with another very popular song, Lelejano, which is a song well known all around Macedonia, including Pyrian Macedonia and Aegean Macedonia. And it's about Jana, who is embroidering a silky cloth, putting some golden thread, and making the Macedonian flag for the Voivoda Gocedelchev. The melody is very similar, but not really exactly the same. Let's say maybe 70% similarities. Lelejano goes, Lelejano, Lele mila djerko, Lelejano, Lele mila djerko.
Yes. zašto sediš, zvezde na razboju, da li veziš svile na košula, da li za svekor ili za svekor.
Similar, this one is Iznik na ledva bora zeleni, Iznik na ledva bora zeleni. Very similar, but not exactly the same. When I think of these songs, I always think as two different songs. The other song I said from all over Macedonia, of course, it was a revolutionary song. And that revolution, the Ilinden uprising, was of great importance to all the Macedonians at that time, who still we were all together. The partition of Macedonia was done in 1913, after, you know, the Balkan Wars. And in 1913, by the Bucharest Agreement, it was divided among Serbia, Bulgaria, and Greece. You can put borders, artificial limits or separations, but you cannot put a limit or a fence for something which is spiritual wave going beyond the mountains, not beyond the fence. Still, the songs, the music can be heard, you know.
Now, the Iznik na Lev song that you recorded, the lyrics are similar to the Leleano?
No.
Very different.
Totally different. As I said, the first one is Yana is embroidering a silk cloth, putting golden thread to make a Macedonian flag for Gotodelchev, the voivoda who was killed right before the Ilinden uprising. And this one is two tall pine trees grew up, and in between there was this juniper tree. It was not two pines, it was two brothers, and in between it was their sister. Grow up, sister, grow up to the sky so the sun can put its light on you. The sun can put its rays on you, warm you up, and make you raise up to the sky. Rise up, you will go far away to a far land, to a known house. That means one day she will go away, she will not be no longer with them because, you know, women's destiny is to get married and go to a different place. So that's the meaning of my song. As I said, it has nothing to do with. We know that Leleano was definitely composed or made up around or after the Ilinden Rising.
The lyrics and the melody or just the lyrics, do you know?
I'm talking about the lyrics now.
Okay, right. Okay, so the lyrics are composed.
Yeah. Lyrics were made up right around or before 1903. I'm talking about Ilinden, the uprising Ilinden, which was in 1903, which was only 12 days Khrushchev Republic, the first republic on the Balkans, and after that it was suffocated by the Turkish army. Mm-hmm. And in 1913, after the Balkan Wars, when the Turks were pushed back to Turkey, then was the partition of Macedonia done. So that means around 1903, that's the time when this song Leleano emerged. That means that it might be a newer song, a song which took the melody from this Iznik na Ledva Bora Zeleni, just borrowed the melody because it's a nice melody, and wove in new lyrics which were needed for the occasion of Ilinden. So this is my understanding, and
that's an interesting theory, yeah.
Yeah, I have been thinking, you know, now and then about this possibility, because the lyrics have nothing to do, it's only the melody. One of them took the melody from the other, and I think it's Leleiano, which took the melody from the other one, Zincalet Babora Seleni.
Did you ever meet Zakharinka, the woman from Prilep that you heard this version from?
Yeah. I know Zakharinka. We have talked later on. Later on, she was employed by Radio Skopje. Luckily, she was employed in the folk song department because that department needed people who knew songs and folklore and Macedonian traditional music. And she was the right person for something like that. She had talking programs exploring different fields in the folk singing field. She was going from one village to another real village, talking to real people, trying to see, you know, how exactly one village would sing a song and in which way it would be different from having the people singing from beyond the mountain or the other side of the hill.
So she did field research then?
Yes, she did a field research, and she was very good at it. She always used to find the right answers for certain topics and subjects. And I enjoyed talking to her. She was a nice person, nice, pleasant person. It's maybe worth it to mention that she was discovered in one of those Macedonian idol songs. Remember I said that Vaskilieva, Violeta Tomovska, Esma Recepova, Angel Kospirkovsky, Kirill Manchevsky.
Is that the microphone?
Yes, the microphone is
Nasha,
yours.
But what's the title again?
Mikrofono te vaš.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so she was also discovered at one of those Mikrofono te
vaš. Very cool, huh?
Yeah, sessions. And I remember the first song she sang. She was a little bit older than me. She was ahead of me, of course. And at that time, at that age, just a couple of years is, you know, a great difference for being able to show your abilities. And she did Rače Čupe Poraču, a song, kind of table song. She did a unique interpretation, and it's interesting that nobody else recorded that song after her. Nobody. That was the only recording. It's a slow and then goes into a faster rhythm. Yeah, I love the song. I never performed that song, but I always have that on my list of next songs.
It's a very long list, yeah.
Yeah. And the way she sang the song was capturing. Yeah, because maybe of that combination.
Što da ti kupamo sam bol, račaj čupe i poračaj. Što da ti kupamo sam bol.
Very interesting, and the way she conducted, you know, the melody. It was very capturing. And so she did a good job with Iznikna Ledva Bora Zeleni. Maybe that's why, you know, it was a song engraved into my brain.
You've been listening to Macedonian Postcards, brought to you by izvormusic.com.
Слушавте Македонска разгледница, представено од izvormusic.com.
We're your hosts, David Belidis
и Драги Спасовски.
Thank you for tuning in and we'll see you next time.
Благодариме што бевте со нас и до слушање.